A solstice lunar eclipse. Winter begins in a different way this year. It begins with a total lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipses are not very rare, but falling on the exact day of the solstice is. The last time it happened, according to Jeff Chester of the U.S. Naval Observatory, was on December 21, 1638. The next one is to occur on December 21, 2094. Usually, the moon throws a beautiful glow across the snow-covered landscape, creating a winter wonderland. But during this solstice, that will change. Instead of the soft white glow, it will be more of an amber color, giving an eerie Halloweenish hue to the snow. The moon itself will be a copper-colored disk and should be a spectacular view. If you were on the moon looking at the Earth during the eclipse, you would see the circumference of the Earth appear to have a fiery glow. Because some of the light from the sun passes by the Earth and through the atmosphere, it casts a reddish glow on the moon. The eclipse begins at 12:33 Central Time on Tuesday morning. That is when you can first see the Earth's shadow start to appear on the edge of the moon. It will take about an hour before the moon is completely engulfed. The total eclipse will begin at 1:41 Central Time and will last a little more than an hour, about 72 minutes. Though the moon will have a warm glow, it will likely be cold outside, so your viewing time may be brief. The best time to get a good view of the total eclipse will be around 2:20 Central Time. That's when the shadow will be darkest, causing the moon to have a beautiful orange hue. It may even look like the moon is made of cheese. Perhaps I'll have some wine with that. Learn more about astronomy at our website, lonelyastronomer.com. For The Lonely Astronomer, this is Thomas John.